Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store making a phone call. Listen.
Yeah, well, this is Abner Peabody, Miss Kim. Yes, Mom. I was calling to find out how Squire's getting along.
Oh, excuse me. Never noticed you talking on the phone.
Well, that's good. When'll he be back from the hospital? I see. Yeah, well, let me know just a minute he gets back, will you? All right, Miss Kim. Much obliged. Goodbye. Now, howdy, Lum.
Hi. When will Squire get back? Did she know?
Well, a doctor said if he keeps on doing as good as he has been, why, he might be able to come home in 3 or 4 days. I was hoping he'd get here quicker than that.
Yeah. Of course, I don't see why you're so anxious for him to get back. The first thing he'll do is foreclose on them mortgages he's got on our places.
Yeah, well, maybe.
3 or 4 days, huh? Grannies, where are we going to raise any money by that time?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, ain't you worried about it at all?
Well, yeah, natural I am, I reckon.
You don't sound like it. If we can't pay them mortgages, you're going to lose your home. I'd think that'd worry you half to death.
Well, I'm worried. Just look at them wrinkles up there on my forehead.
Oh, you've had them for 20 years.
I've been worrying for 20 years.
Abner, you ain't got some money sort of saved up to take care of your mortgage, have you?
No, I ain't. Saved up no money.
Well, you ain't got no place where you figure you might be able to get the money, have you?
Well, where in the world could I get that much money at, Lum?
Well, I just thought maybe you might have, maybe sold something.
Sold something?
Wait a minute, you ain't sold nothing, have you?
Well, wait a minute, there comes Cedric up out there. For the land's sakes, what kind of outfit's that he's got on? Look there, ain't he got two hats on his head there?
That's a sight, ain't he?
Okay, now, he's mixed up there, I know. Come in, Cedric.
Oh, let's see, now, how's that go? Oh, yeah, what can you spare that they can wear?
Huh?
That's the slogan of the United Nations Clothing Collection, and I'm collecting for it.
Oh, I see. Well, here, Cedric, you ain't supposed to wear the clothes you collect. This drive ain't for you, you know.
Well, of course not. Them's for the folks over in the countries they've been tore up by the war. There's millions of folks over there that ain't got enough clothes to keep them warm, even.
Well, I ain't keeping them. I'm just wearing them whilst I'm out collecting them. Just trying them, sort of. Want to make a better impression on folks.
Well, you ain't going to make no impression on nobody wearing two hats that way. That looks silly, Sam.
Well, I couldn't make up my mind which one I looked the best in, so I just wore both of them. Have you fellas got any clothes you contribute?
Yeah, we ought to have something around here, I reckon. What kind of clothes do they need to wear, Cedric?
Ooh, just about every kind. Just so they got some wear left in them.
Yeah, naturally.
I got a list here. Somewhere to put it here. I'll read it to you.
Yeah, let's see what they're wanting there.
Infant's clothing, whatever that is.
We ain't got none of them. I wore mine out a long time ago with them.
Oh, let's see. Coats and dresses, aprons for women and girls, suits and overcoats and work clothes for men and boys.
Well, we can help out there, I know.
Shoes in good repair, and woolen socks and gloves, caps and canited headwear.
What kind of headwear? Let me see that, Cedric.
There it is right there, canited headwear.
I'll be dead blame, that's what it says. Look at there, Long.
Yeah, let's see that.
Do they mean them helmets with them little doors in front like the knights used to wear?
Oh, no, Sally, that ain't canited, that's knitted headwear.
Knitted?
Yeah.
Oh, they just spelled it wrong, huh?
Well, that's the right way to spell it.
Ah.
Well, Cedric, why don't you look around in the feed room back there? There ought to be some more work clothes there we can spare.
Yeah, sure. Look around, Cedric, and take whatever you can find back there.
Yes, Mom.
Don't take my hat, though. That's the only one I've got.
Oh, no, Mom. I know it when I see it. I won't.
I got a pair of shoes over at the house I don't hardly ever wear. They might just as well be where they can do somebody some good, I reckon. I'll tell Cedric about that.
That one pair of shoes can make a whole lot of difference to some man in Belgium or France or Holland or someplace.
Make a difference any place if you never had none.
Yeah. I read somewhere that almost as many people over there have died from exposure on account of not having enough clothing as them that starved to death.
Yeah, only trouble is I just thinking they'll have to find somebody that's got one flat foot, though, if I give them away.
Flat foot?
Yeah, see, them shoes I was talking about was the ones that they built an arch to sport in Lefton.
Oh, well, don't worry. Just so they got good soles on them, that's the main thing. Somebody can make mighty good use of them.
No, sir, I believe it was the right shoe they built that's a sport. Let me see now. Which is the foot I have trouble with, Lum?
Well, I don't know. Them's your feet, not mine.
See, let me walk across the floor here once. I can find out.
Well, if you want my opinion, that foot trouble of yours is mostly in your head.
Doggies, that's peculiar. Both of my feet hurts now. I'll have to have them supports built into both of them, I reckon.
Well, don't worry about it. Whoever gets them will find out which one's got their support in.
Mom, I don't want my foot's giving me trouble. I just can't stand it.
Well, I found a few articles back there. Sure, I'm much obliged to you fellas.
Oh, that's all right, Cedric. We're just proud to help out.
You bet your life we are.
Be sure and stop out the house and ask Elizabeth for some more stuff out there.
Yes, Mom, I will. I'll see you fellas later. So long.
Yes, yeah, so long, Cedric. Boy, he's doing a good job going
around
that way.
Yeah, I'm glad to see him doing such a thing. Abner, getting back to that other stuff we was discussing about money.
Money?
Yeah, different ways how a feller might raise it by selling stuff and such as that.
Yeah, well, I got to make a deal ever now, Long.
Well, you don't have to make them right away, do you?
Oh, yeah, I'm late. They're all put up. Miss Seastrunk's done called up once already, wanting to know where our grocers is at. Better get my coat here and get right to that right now.
Yeah, I reckon so, if you got to.
Just like that old letter saying here, don't never put off nothing that you never put off yesterday. Hey, where's my coat?
I don't know. Ain't it hanging up on a nail back there?
There ain't a thing hanging up back here but our hats. All right, Dogus, wait a minute. I know where that coat's at, too. That dad blamed Cedric taking everything he seen back there.
Lucky thing I had mine on or he'd have taken that, too.
Yeah, which way'd he go, Lon?
I don't know. I never paid no attention.
Well, I gotta find him.
Well, he might have headed over towards your place. As long as you told him to go there.
Yeah, more likely that's where he went. I'll go right on out that way right now. Why don't you call a barbershop, Lum, and tell Mose there to stop Cedric if he sees him coming down that way.
Yeah, all right. Hey, wait a minute. Ain't you going to take the delivery?
No, I'll get to him later. I got to hurry up now. Get on the phone there and call Mose.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, I'll be back directly.
All right. Hello? Is that you, Mose? This is Lum. Oh, Tolliver, well, how's yourself? Say, Cedric ain't come in there collecting clothes for the clothes drive, has he? Well, if he does, send him back here, because he got off with Abner's good coat. by the way, Mose, Abner ain't been down there spending money lately, has he? On shampoos and such as that, huh? Oh, no reason at all. Well, be sure and send Cedric back. Much obliged, Mose. Goodbye. Oh, my goodness.
Hello, Mr. Lum. I'm back again.
Yeah, I see you.
Oh, I forgot something. Oh.
Well, I'll be glad you did, Cedric. Did Abner find you?
No, Mommy, never, but I forgot I was aiming to buy some peanut butter.
Well, wait just a minute. I'll wait on you. Hello, Miss Kemp. This is Lum Edwards. Yes, Ma. Say, when Abner called you a while ago, do you know if he was interested in buying any real estate or anything like that from Squire? Not that you know of, huh? Well, all right, much obliged. No, it's nothing important. Sorry to have bothered you. All right. Goodbye. Goodness, now I'm sure you was wrong about that money deal, Cedric.
Money deal?
Yeah, that junk you told me about over here in Abner sell a diamond to Hazari for $5,000.
Well, I did hear him.
Oh, you couldn't have. Done a little checking up around here since then. I ain't found no evidence nowhere that Abner's got any money.
Well, I heard it, though. But can I get my peanut butter now?
Oh, yeah, just a minute, though. You better look through that bundle of clothes you got there and find Abner's coat. That was his good coat you taken back there a while ago.
Well, it never looked like it to me.
Well, it was, though. Better get it out of there. It was Blue Serge.
Well, it's going to be a little hard to find. All of them I collected was Blue Serge. Let me see down here now. Does this one here look like it?
I don't know. Give it here. Maybe I can find something here in the pocket that'll tell whose it is.
Yes, Ma. Here, I'll help you look.
Nothing in this pocket.
What's these things here, Mr. Lum?
Oh, them are money order receipts. Oh, wait. Here we are. Here's a letter here with Abner's name on it. Yeah, this is his coat, all right. Now, you better take it back in the feed room and hang it up.
Yes, Mom. Reckon Mr. Abner'd care if I took these old receipts to play with?
I know, I reckon. Wait a minute. Did them money order receipts come out of Abner's pocket?
Yes, Mom. A whole stack of them here. Look here. Must be 45 or 50 of them.
Wait a minute. Let me see the date on them things. Well, I'll be dead blame. They're all $100 ones. And he just bought them yesterday. Granny, I can't hardly believe it.